Good afternoon. This is a work session on the Excel DOE settlement, case number PU-23-364. It's April 29th, 2024. Commissioner Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchek. Commissioner Fedorchek, did you have any opening comments?
I don't.
Haugen-Hoffert, do you? And if not, I will just turn it over to you since it's your portfolio.
Okay. Well, thank you. My opening comments is to kind of get a direction on where we want to go with this. So we've had a work session on this. Or no, we had an informal hearing. Sorry about that. And it was well laid out by the company as far as their direction. And working with staff, it's not clear where, you know, where some people lie on it. So to kind of have a work session to see where people are at. I guess I would like to see with this DOE settlement that we just focus on the DOE settlement and just keep it clean that way so we can have one payment without some type of hiccup because this is the 14th one. The issue that came before us is the agreement with PIIC and North Dakota's share of that, what they brought forth. And again, I'm in a state, I guess I would like to see this DOE settlement be just clean and keep them separate.
What do you mean by that, Sherry?
That if they want to see North Dakota share, that it be brought forth in a rate case or in the deferred accounting. That was another option talked about.
Okay. So not offsetting this DOE settlement.
Correct. And that I believe that was another option that they seemed, that they would consider it.
Yeah, but I think during the informal, the company indicated a willingness to do whatever the commission would prefer. Mm-hmm. If we would rather have them clean and separated, they would happily refund the current DOE settlement payment, and then they would make a determination how they would proceed. Like it would likely be a request for deferred accounting treatment for the PIIC settlement payment. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't settlement payment, since it was reached with Minnesota, shouldn't Minnesota be paying that?
I'm comfortable with that.
So am I.
That's what it seems like to me. So I think we're on the same page as far as what to do with this immediately, but as far as deferred accounting, and I hate to send the signal that, oh, yeah, we're going to be okay with helping pay for Minnesota's settlement there if you just bring it to us in a little different manner. Right now, I would need to be persuaded that I want to do that in any manner to participate in their settlement.
Yeah. Well, I can support keeping this clean and having them come back in you know, however they want. If they want to bring it forward in a rate case, we can hear their justification there. It seems challenging to ask our ratepayers to pay for a settlement that was negotiated by another commission. So the only caveat I would say is like this is a really important facility, and getting the extension for this facility and having that be clean is very important for the reliability of our systems. So you know, to the extent that this settlement helps make that happen, I'd be interested in hearing more from the company, probably in a rate case about that.
Not only with the commission, but the state of Minnesota was involved in the signing of the agreement. So I concur with you, maybe hearing more about that.
I know there was legislation introduced. I don't know if that passed or not that possibly set this forth.
I think it's a combo of some legislation and a agreement between NSP and the Prairie Island Indian community. Mm-hmm. So, but it seems like the preference here would be to separate it off. So we can prepare an order that would do that.
Would it, just for clarification mm-hmm. for me, we could do it through an order, or would we ask them to do a supplemental filing just to keep it separate?
That would be easiest for staff if the company would make a supplemental filing, essentially just offering up the 14th DOE settlement payment on its own, and then however they choose to move forward on the Prairie Island settlement amount on its own, either a deferred accounting request or just a wait for the next rate case. I would assume it would be deferred accounting just because they likely have money they've spent already and they would likely want us to pay our jurisdictional share of that. So it would likely show up in a deferred accounting, but we can't necessarily speak for what the company will choose to do.
So you
that makes some sense.
Yeah.
So,
are you looking to me as a portfolio?
No, I guess okay. So. The company is likely listening to what we're saying right now. we'll have a follow-up conversation with them, whether that be they file a supplemental filing or we just draft an order to remove the PIIC settlement amount.
Okay.
And then whatever they do with that after that point is up to them.
Just one clarification. Are we on any timeline with the it's through a credit, the DOE settlement, so we're on no timeline as far as...
Our own timeline.
Right. So I will support whatever is the quickest way to get this result. Meanwhile, this has been here since December, so...
Yep. Well, I think we have a little bit of time to organize that since the next meeting isn't for 3-4 weeks towards the end of May. So we'll work with staff from the company. We'll work together to figure out the best way to either supplemental filing and then an order or just an order. And then, as I said, the company may or may not file the deferred accounting request. And that'll be it.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else on this?
Adam, you? No.
Nope.
Okay.
With that, we will wrap up this work session. And I presume since that went so quickly that no one is looking for a break, or did anyone have to go get paperwork or anything like that? Okay, so then we will move on to our next work session, which is Applied Digital and MDU/Applied Digital. There's three cases kind of involved here, PU-23-320, 321, and 322. This seems kind of mostly applied to 322, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchik, do you?
I don't.
Commissioner Hogan-Hoffer, you can make open comments or move right into the cases. You're the portfolio holder.
Thank you. So this has to do, let me go, looking at this ESA, the comparison, looking at the first one compared to the second one, there's quite a bit of difference in what the company proposes, which for me was a little, well, not a little surprising, surprising. because it was staff, it was advocacy staff reached a settlement with AMD. I mean, there was an agreement on the first one. So I thank you for your work on that. So when the second one came in and looking at the difference, like I said, I was surprised by that. And after the informal that we had, I'm still not convinced that I support the second option, why we're not looking at staying some of the consistency of it. So I would, I'm still not sold on it, except saying that with the, this agreement that might delay a rate case. I guess we hear that quite often from the company. So I'd be curious. I mean, not curious. I'm interested to see what you guys feel about this, or if this something is we want it, you know, if there's a bypass assigned advocacy to look at it, or work on different avenues if this delays the rate case. I mean, are they saying, didn't say how long, looking at some of that and throw it a a number and say, gee, if you could delay a rate case for X amount of years, we might consider it. But Victor, it looks like you have something you want to say.
I've always got something to say. on this specifically, so I guess I there wasn't necessarily a specific question that I wanted to reply to, but I think we're kind of determining as staff, based on how the discussion goes today, if we'll assign advocacy staff to negotiate something with the company. At this point, Adam is primarily advisory staff on the case, and he filed the memo just kind of highlighting the differences between this agreement, or sorry, this electric service agreement and the last electric service agreement with Applied Digital. I would say the rates themselves to be charged to the company are similar in nature between the two, but the differences are largely in the sharing portion of it. The rate case kind of stay out thing is something I'm kind of looking at when I was in the advocacy role during rate cases. It's something that gets thrown out quite a bit as, well, we'll give you this or we'll take that if we don't show up for a rate case for 3 years or something to that effect. And it's a difficult thing to quantify what its value is because we don't know. And in a lot of cases, the company's not entirely certain until right before they're going to file one when a rate case is coming. So it has, when I was in that role, it had a limited value in our negotiations just because it's difficult to quantify. And quite honestly, even if you knew it's going to come in the next year, what is it really worth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't, that to me isn't a reason to do this, just to delay rate case because it's too unspecific. And the dollars involved become hard to track. So I don't see any real justification for moving away from the ESA, the formula that we used before. So I guess I prefer to stay with that one. I don't know how, from a process standpoint, we would get to that, if you'd have to negotiate that or – if we can just order that. I don't know, but that's my preference. Well,
so it would be actually similar to the last work session we had earlier today, whereby the company could on its own make a filing suggesting they would follow, you know, such and such a margin sharing methodology, or the commission can order that.
Adam? I mean, work with it, work with the staff. Hopefully they're listening. Or.
Yeah, I'm sure we could work with MDU and come to some kind of arrangement.
See if they'll do a supplemental filing. If not, we'll issue an order on the
Yeah, the commission could issue an order conditionally approving the electric service agreement and modifying or specifying, really, is what it would be, specifying what the margin sharing
would be. But
I thought I didn't have anything to say because I thought you guys had both said what I would have said just much better than I would have said it. But then Victor confused me, which is not a pretty common thing.
Finally!
When you say they could file, repeat what you said about that they could do a new filing.
Yes, MDU could take it upon itself based on probably listening to what we're saying right now to make a filing that specifies what they would propose to do with the margin.
Okay, but is that not what they've already done?
Yes.
Is it just kind of a guessing game that, well, they file something and we say, eh, maybe they should file something else, and then they guess again?
I think there's been a good indication here that the preference would be for the margin sharing that was used in the previous electric service agreement with Applied Digital. So that would be what the commission would be expecting to receive in a supplemental filing.
And what if we just chose to issue an order that the sharing agreement will be exactly what we already have on record with the first one?
Yep, we could absolutely do that as well. The one difference is, you know, I don't recall. There's a lot of, in the Applied Digital, a lot of the detail is trade secret, so it becomes a little bit more challenging to specify something in an order if it's trade secret, and I just don't recall off the top of my head if that margin sharing piece was trade secret. I think it probably was. So it simplifies the matter a little bit from our perspective. If the company files something that is trade secret, and then we're simply referring to it with our approval.
Okay. I do want to mention, too, that I think that the two conditions that Adam pointed out that were absent in the new one but were in part of the original one also are pretty important to include, to the extent that the jurisdictional allocators are impacted by the sales volumes, et cetera, MDU won't seek recovery for the change, and that if the cost to disconnect or remove facilities exceeds the salvage value, they aren't going to seek those from customers either. So.
Certainly.
I agree with that as well, and appreciate Adam pointing that out and reminding me. I'd kind of forgotten about those things, but when it was in the memo, I recalled that the previous round. So.
Okay. And then I guess based on all that, we would likely have shoot for the same end of May meeting for approval of this. I know the Applied Digital is anxious. They've got their construction project well underway. I can't share their emails with you. It would be ex parte at this point, but they've sent me a couple of videos and pictures, and they have a significant construction project underway.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. With that.
Yeah, I'm.
With that, this work session is wrapped up. Thank you, everyone. Meeting went quickly.